This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week and next, we'll be talking about home gardening from both the ornamental and vegetable perspectives on two approaches. This week, container gardening. Next week, we'll get into raised bed gardening. With us for this is Dennis Patton, Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent. So, Dennis, container gardening, a great way for those, particularly with only limited space available in their home setting, to enjoy gardening to the fullest.
Correct. Yeah. Container gardening has long been popular. And I think when you think of containers, we usually think of those pots of flowers on the front porch, but certainly it can be vegetables, it can be flowers, it can be a combination of those. You know, it's just like all good gardening practice, you know, it's right plant, right place. So if you're growing vegetables, you need a sunny location. And, you know, if you're doing flowers, of course, there's flowers that run the gamut from sun to shade. So, you know, it's back to the same thing, assess your situation and then get the right pot, soil, and plants to fit that location.
Right to the core of this, and that is the growing medium, if you will, in which these plants might thrive. You bring up the potting soil. That's the ultimate, isn't it, in as far as making this work?
You know, I think when it comes to container gardens, I think it's a combination of the container, what holds the soil, and then what soy put in it. Any container has to have drainage holes because one of the drawbacks to container gardening is a little more watering. So you have to have a drainage hole, and then you have to have high quality soil in the pot itself. And maybe I shouldn't be using the word soil. I should maybe using the term potting mix, because most of our containers, the soil we use is soilless. It has no dirt from the yard in it. The soil is all a combination of organic matter, pine bark, vermiculite, perlite, compost, something that's very light, very airy, that holds a lot of aeration, but also holds a lot of water. And so if we just dig up soil from our garden and put in a container, more than likely we're going to have poor results. So the container has to have good quality potting mix to have success.
We see products on the market, potting mixes with fertilizer as a component of that. How important is that to be selective there?
You know, those potting mixes we find, like you said, a lot of times come with, you know, feed your plants up to 3 months, those type of things. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually great. That just gives a little built-in fertilizer. The problem, though, is that's not going to get our plants through the entire summer here in Kansas for a couple of reasons. First of all, those are slow release. They're short term. The other thing is, as the soil heats up with our summer conditions and we put the water through them, those break down a lot more rapidly. So even some people say, if the package says feed your plant for 3 months, in our Kansas summers with the heat and with the amount of water, it may last half that time. So to get those containers, whether they're vegetable or flowers, through the entire season, I would tell you to start getting on a watering schedule, maybe about a month, 6 weeks or so after planting those containers that have a fertilizer mixed in at the start.
Back to the container, how big should it be, Dennis? That relates to the likely growing potential of that plant.
Right. Well, first of all, the larger the container you have, the lower the maintenance is going to be because you're not going to have to water quite as frequently. And the larger the container, the bigger plants you can put in there. So if you're wanting to grow like a tomato plant, a pepper plant, I always like to kind of use a relationship to a 5 gallon bucket because people can kind of understand the volume of a 5 gallon bucket. So for a larger tomato plant, pepper, you know, somewhere in the 5 gallons of volume of soil, I think is really, to my mind, is about the smallest a container should be. You know, these little cutesy 6-inch, 8-inch pots you see on the patios, those are going to be a watering nightmare. And so I think that 5 to 7 gallons is a nice size to start, and then you can work up from there. And, you know, why just have one container? If you're going to go to the trouble of making container gardening, if you've got room, put 3-4 together, because then that simplifies watering. It increases the amount of things you can plant in there. It increases the amount of flowers and just makes it more attractive and almost becomes more like a little mini container garden instead of just a pot here, pot there.
All right. Well, there are a few tips on succeeding with container gardening. Next week, Dennis, we'll have you back to take up the topic of raised bed gardening. Until then, many thanks.
Thank you, Eric.
Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent Dennis Patton with us on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.